Husker Radio, it is Tanner Struckman. Pleased to have Justin with the Hershey Fall Fest, Hershey Lions Club in. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm excellent. We have reached Hershey Fall Festival week. It is, well, starts tomorrow, runs through the weekend. So are we all ready to roll?
I think so. It's looking like it's going to be perfect weather, you know, not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah.
Good time to be outside in Hershey.
I don't think you're going to have to probably worry about rain, which we love rain, but yes, not during events. So, yeah, should be a great weekend. I know it kicks off tomorrow. What do we have on the docket tomorrow?
Friday starts with, we've got the golf tournament out here at River's Edge.
Oh, very good.
We still have openings. So if you want to give Joe out at River's Edge a call, sign up a team, a four-person scramble, lunch included. You know, that's here in North Platte. And then that evening out in Hershey, there's a pie baking contest starting at 4 and karaoke at Kathy's Place at 8.
Yours truly is one of the judges of the pie baking contest.
Hey,
so I don't know if I'm qualified, but I think I'll find a way to make myself. So I don't know what I'm in for. I have no clue. Never, you know, judged a pie competition in my life. I don't know that I've ever been to one.
I haven't either, but it is one of those new events that has a lot of excitement behind it.
Very,
so I think you should be in for some good pie.
All right, very good. And then Saturday, of course, the big day.
Saturday, it starts bright and early, starts at 7 a.m., and we go past midnight. Starts with a breakfast at the Lutheran Church, car show in the park, kids 5K, or 5K color run and kids mile.
Okay.
That's at 7:30, so that's kind of the morning stuff. That transitions into the parade. Parade takes you right down Main Street in Hershey.
Sure.
And then that goes into the prime rib feed at the park.
Yeah, which is a fantastic lunch there for you.
It is. It is a really good time. Great food, good Nebraska beef. Just really gets everyone out there and kind of gets the day going.
All right. Afternoon activities then?
We've got cow pie bingo. We've got...
We talked about this.
Yeah.
Think about it. I think you'll figure it out.
Yep, it is. I asked for a definition one time, and the person looked at me, and they said, do I need to explain this? And I said, nope, that's the explanation right there. That's
exactly right.
And then into the Hershey Volunteer Fire Department water fight. That has been gone for a few years, and it's probably the event that has been asked about the most over the last couple of years. As someone who grew up in Hershey, that was always a staple. You would go eat lunch, and you would kind of walk back towards downtown, and you know, just have a nice, fun water fight with the fire hoses.
And that's what the fire hoses is. That, how do you do that then?
What they've typically done is there's a line that they run up in the air with a big float ball on
it.
And you got two teams
shooting
tug of war style with fire hoses, and they're just seeing who can move that ball farther.
I've been a part of one of those before, and you get wet. They're pretty fun though. That'll be a perfect day for it too.
Yes, and that starts at 1 o'clock, right in front of the fire hall on the south side of the tracks. And then from there, there's a cornhole tournament at Smoking Double D's, and then we go into the concert starting at 5.
5 o'clock, I know it starts. Who takes the stage? Do you know who takes the stage first?
So Drew Phillips takes the stage at 6, so right around 6:30. We're going to have the beer garden open at 5.
Okay.
We're looking at probably doing a happy hour drink special from 5 to 6.
Okay.
Get people in the door, get them ready for Drew Phillips. He'll start, and then we go from Drew Phillips to BJ Jameson, and then that transitions into Colin.
Colin Stow will close out the night. So that goes until
we will be open and going until 1. So
okay,
music will probably go till about midnight or so, but we're going to keep the beer garden open, kind of keep people in Hershey just as long as we can, and so we'll have drinks going until 1 a.m.
Very good. Hershey Fall Fest all this weekend. You can get your tickets for the concert if you want to ahead of time.
Yes, we have them on sale at Hershey State Bank at both the Hershey location and North Platte, so you got them ahead of time in physical hard copy tickets, or you can go online to outhousetickets.com.
Outhousetickets.com, just search Hershey Fall Fest. You'll find it pretty easily. You can, I'm sure, get them at the gate as well.
Yes, definitely.
All right, very good. Justin, anything else you want to mention?
I want to just throw a huge thank you out to our sponsors. As we've made this event bigger and bigger each year, our sponsors have really stepped up to the plate. They make this event completely possible. Too many to name. Ahead of time like this, I would hate to leave anyone out, but we will have multiple displays up and around Hershey during the day, during the meal, during the concert. thanking our sponsors. We could not do this event without them.
Absolutely. Any event this big takes a lot of support, and I know you've got it. So shout out to all those and everybody that's involved in the Hershey Fall Fest. Town kind of comes together to just put on one heck of a show, and really I think the whole area celebrates it. So go celebrate Hershey. It's your weekend. You got the whole weekend here. I mean, there's not really anything else going on. All the other festivals are pretty much wrapped up. No football yet. Nothing to really to compete with, so it should be a great turnout.
Exactly. Last of the weekend to be outside having fun before we roll into Husker football season.
So. Very good. Hershey Fall Fest this weekend. Thanks. Good to talk to you, Justin.
Good to talk to you, too. Thank you.
Again, the big show is Saturday night. Colin Stow tickets, outhousetickets.com, or get them at Hershey State Bank locations or at the gate.